This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The first thing to know about the Geneva Conventions is that they are plural. Not a gathering at which a set of international protocols were developed, the conventions are themselves those very standards.
The Geneva Conventions were formed in 1863. The United States signed it in 1882. It was signed by our Congress, signed by the President. And basically, it obligates us to treat those taken prisoner humanely.
Tim Miller is the executive director for the American Red Cross of Sonoma and Mendocino counties, which offers a free 4-hour public class about the Geneva Conventions several times a year. The conventions were initiated by Clara Barton, the nurse who also founded the Red Cross, and Miller explains there are now 4 of them.
The first convention was to care for those injured in combat. The second convention then followed with World War I as more and more sea battles took place to care for combatants wounded or taken prisoner of at sea. The third convention is to care for prisoners of war. Again, following World War I, World War II, millions upon millions of prisoners of war were taken, really for the first time, and held for years. And the fourth was for civilians, how civilians should be treated if they were found in a combat zone, and how they should not be targets, but rather be taken care of as well.
And in each of those 4, Miller adds, is language, known as Common Article 3, which explicitly protects all non-combatants.
Common Article 3 references non-combatants or combatants who have surrendered or those who are out of combat due to wounds, detention, or otherwise, and then, quotes, shall be treated humanely.
Earlier this year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that even captives who are not part of a national force but from a non-aligned group such as Al-Qaeda or the Taliban are still covered by those protections. And Miller adds, there are mechanisms in place to ensure that the conventions are upheld.
When countries don't follow the conventions, there are 2 things that fall into place. There are sanctions, economic and otherwise, that can be placed upon that country and have been. And there are also tribunals to try either countries or individuals for violations of the conventions. And when countries sign on to the conventions, they agree to these kinds of sanctions. The International Criminal Court tries individuals and is currently trying several individuals right now for supposed war crimes. And the World Court under the UN is responsible for trying countries who have violated the conventions.
Somewhat remarkably, virtually every nation on the planet has signed on to those agreements.
It's the most signed treaty in the world. Every nation in the world has signed the Geneva Conventions, now with the exception of Kosovo, which just became a nation about 6 to 8 months ago. They have other things, I think, to do right now, but they'll get around to signing it as well.
The International Committee for the Red Cross is the body charged with ensuring that the Geneva Conventions are adhered to. Part of that mission on the local level involves holding those informational classes, and the next one will be held this coming Saturday from 9 to 1 at the Red Cross Sonoma County office off Airport Boulevard. You'll find all the details, plus the date of the next class in November, on the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.